Michael Butterman is the music director of the Pennsylvania Philharmonic.
I was talking to Scott right before we started, and I think I made the mistake of sort of having the predisposition of thinking, well, the concerts for students are maybe secondary to what the Pennsylvania Philharmonic has in mind. And he corrected me on that. How do these concerts fit into what you have planned?
These education concerts are really central to our mission. They are ways that we introduce ourselves to the community and to the fabric of these different communities, which is really the center point of what we want to do as the Pennsylvania Philharmonic. We also believe very strongly that the opportunity to expose young people to the magic of orchestral music is just a critical mission and something just that we have to be focused on as classical musicians in the 21st century. It's absolutely that we do this.
You've been described as a model for today's modern conductor. What is your take on that? What is that model? How do you see yourself?
Well, music directors and conductors today certainly have to be, of course, accomplished musicians and be able to do all the things that we expect them to do on the podium, but there is so much work that has to be done in terms of connecting an orchestra to its community. I think these days, the notion of classical music can seem, in a way, quite removed from modern life. And I don't believe it needs to be at all. But I think conductors have a responsibility to help make it relevant, to work in the communities, to develop relationships, for example, to have collaborations with other local arts organizations, to work with schools, but also to present music in a way that is engaging and, frankly, fun for audiences.
And you just have a lot of special mechanisms to get these kids to respond, and they do seem to respond. Would you tell me a little bit about the way you approach connecting kids to classical music?
I think it's important when we introduce classical music to young people to not simply tell them what they're going to hear and ask them to sit quietly and listen to it, but rather to engage them as much as possible as part of the creative process. So in this particular concert, we've designed it so that we are learning about elements of story, character, setting, and plot. So in this program, we, of course, describe the different elements of a story, character, setting, and plot. And we listen to how composers have brought forth these qualities in their music, but we also give the students a chance to really try their own hand at it. So we have a couple of brave volunteers in our orchestra, musicians who come down front and who take on the roles of characters in a story that is suggested to them by the students in the audience. And we have to basically improvise. We have to think on our feet based on the kinds of feedback that we're getting from the audience. But at the end, the audience feels that they have had a hand in creating something totally unique and, frankly, always different for us. So it keeps us on our toes as well.
How do you handle all those surprise characters, maybe surprise settings, surprise action, depressed oboe?
Well, it helps to have a good breakfast, I will say, because I have to do a lot of thinking on my feet as well.
If kids could be inspired, the students could be inspired to take the next step, what would that next step be?
Well, the amazing thing, first of all, is I've asked for the last couple of days for hands at the beginning to show how many students are seeing and hearing an orchestra for the first time. And I have to say that the response seems to be 85% to 90% of the hands go up. That is wonderful, frankly, and it means we have a great opportunity to create a spark of enthusiasm that we hope will carry these kids into their own school music programs, whether it's to take up instrumental study or sing in the choir. We want them to experience music as creators, frankly. It's wonderful to be able to listen to it, of course, but I think if you, even for a couple of years, have some experience with music as someone who's playing music, I think you have a different relationship with music the rest of your life. And that's really what we hope these concerts do, that they create a spark that will carry kids into these programs that these wonderful local music educators have provided.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.